Chapter 16. Wreck Number 1 Iscariot Jmanuel Sununda. Friday, August 11, 1989, 7 a.m. Year 2, Day 360. Please utilize the portion of Gabriel of 2 to 352. It is most suitable that this one speak of the crucifixion. Sununda Jmanuel and Judas Iscariot present and awaiting your preparation. Please go to the other recorder that we might pen a letter to your paper regarding thy local judge, Jason Brent. So be it. Credit should be given in a public manner when credit is due. This one has given no more justice than did Jmanuel receive at the hands of the courts. Only the property in dispute is of difference. Justice is justice, and it is just that he receive attention in this, a book that will go forth throughout the world. These are the reasons, precious ones, that thy world is in total corruption and decay. Wreck Number 1 Gabriel. Thursday, August 3, 1989, 7 a.m. Year 2, Day 352. Gabriel tells of the crucifixion. I come this day that I might notarize myself. I am Gabriel of the archangelic realms of light. I come in that it is easier to speak objectively as observer than as participant. I am the bearer of the seed of the Christos unto thy place of density. So I was in the beginning, so I shall be in the ending, Gabriel, who has shared with earth man since the beginning of earth man. Mine seed has grown and passed his final initiation in the places of the Most High, Aten, creator source and ruler of the human races. Aten, one with the creation, birthed of the creation. Mine light of lights came not unto you 2,000 years ago to bring peace unto a heinous land of evil. He, now blessed with his earned label of Sununda, came forth as Jmanuel, to show of man the way through truth and wisdom, for thy place was dark and evil. The beauteous sun, Lucifer, had been cast forth from the realms of glory and order, unto the tiny planet of earth that he might mend of his ways. It was ordained that the lighted one would come forth in the proper time to begin to reclaim the souls in punishment with the fallen angel. It made it not easier to fulfill the initiation and mission upon thy place. Sununda has been many times since on thy surface to meet you ones in physical embodiment. To appear here and there that he might be remembered and you might be reminded of his presence. He has grown into his total inheritance and has accepted the responsibilities thereof. It is now come the time of evolvement wherein he shall come forth again to reclaim God's kingdom and return his peoples unto their rightful birthright in the realms of light. You, dear ones, Sununda is a son whom I cherish and revere above all others, for he has grown in perfection, and the creation reflects in purity that wondrous perfection. You ones of earth must now revise thy thinking patterns. This beloved of beloved Christ Masters has undergone his final initiation, and with it comes a new title, little ones. You shall accept and know him as Sununda. He is the director of the new dispensation. You have passed from under the old law just as those of the ancient times of the law of Moses passed into the newness with the birthing of Jesus Emmanuel. You have reached thy own fulfillment of the prophecies and closing of a cycle of experience of a planet and its peoples. These laws have been in the revealing for some years of thy counting, and few have accepted them. It is now time that they come forth in mass projection, that man can have access to intelligent choices about his soul placement. Ask of no man his opinion, it opens the door for the sinister forces. Keep your own counsel. Seek the light, and you shall find therein all which you have asked, and that which you have sought. If you ask in the name of the lighted ones, you shall receive thy truth and confirmation. Mine son, Sununda, shall stand porter at the gate, that nothing enter into thy port, which is of darkness. He shall also stand porter at the gate of the universal dimensions, that all men be counted in justice as measured by their earth experiences. You ones of earth have forgotten thy source. You shall now be in thy remembering, and for some who tarry, it shall be most unpleasant. I most unquestionably suggest you not deny this liberator for this thy final opportunity to balance thine selves. So as it is written, it shall come to pass in thy time upon this place. I, Gabriel, place mine seal upon these words, and it is I who holds the time clock in mine hand. So be it, for I have spoken. You will pen now, Dharma, for I wish to tell you the truth about the crucifixion in brief detail. There will be a time when it is more fully brought unto you, for you ones do not yet understand the thought of God transference and manifestation, the illusion under which you all function. Let us speak of that which transpired and the scripting truth therein. There are some ones of thy human peoples who will be given credit for that which they did at that time, and this will be a format for so doing. After Asa's condemnation he was most brutally treated. They, his adjudgers, bludgeoned and scourged his body until his life blood flowed upon the floors and ground. They placed upon his shoulders a heavy cross of wood, so that he would carry this great burden himself to the place of his death. The cross was heavy, and Jemanuel writhed and moaned under his burden. His blood mixed with his sweat and was an evil mass. You once flinch? You cannot be in the imagining of the scene nor of the gift he gave unto you that day, for he did not have to bear this burden, and thank him for his willingness, for the lords of heaven, including myself, desired to smite the human races into the void. My child, Jemanuel, collapsed under the heavy burden, for his strength left him. A stranger came along the path, named Simon of Cyrenia, and he was forced to help carry the cross. He bore it humbly and gladly, for it was all he could do. It took long to reach the place called Golgotha, for the path there was difficult because he was mocked and beaten and stones were cast forth upon him. Those along the path forced wine mixed with gall taken from animals into his mouth and spat upon him. When he refused to drink of the potions, they beat him more and forced it into his mouth. Ah, it was a hateful lot that day, children of earth. It was the custom to bind a person onto the cross with strapping, but not so for this Lamb of God. They forced him down on the cross, stretching his limbs and beating him, and they nailed his hands and his feet onto the wood. They placed the nails also through his wrist tendons, whereby the nails would not pull away through the flesh. After they impaled him upon the cross and put the cross upright into the post hole prepared, letting it fall the depth of the hole that he might be jostled and jolted, they stripped him naked and shared his clothing among themselves and cast a lot for his robes of mockery. They laughed at his nakedness and spake vulgar jokes about his maleness. There was no degradation or debasement left unutilized that day. They sat and watched him lest someone would come and take down the cross. For you see, there is no way to get a man from a cross except to take it down and lay it out. It takes many men to lift a body and cross up from a hole and lay it down, so it is usually left to fall. Elsewise a scaffolding would be built upon which to stand. Two murderers were crucified with him, one to his right and one to his left. Those who were around him blasphemed him and mocked him and laughed at him. Great sense of humor, you ones of earth! They screamed and said, since you are the king of wisdom, help yourself. Since you are the son of a celestial son and have great strength, why do you not get off the cross? Likewise did the scribes from the temple and the Pharisees, the high priests and elders of the people mock him, and they said, you helped others, but you cannot help yourself. Since you are a king of wisdom, get down from the cross and help yourself. And if you do that, we will believe in your teachings. Does this sound a bit familiar to you ones? If you will but prove unto us, then we will believe. Further, they chided. He trusted in his wisdom in being the son of the angel, Gabriel. Thus, may his wisdom, or the angel, Gabriel, save him if he wants to. But I was constrained to hold mine wrath, for it was to be Sananda's path. Not mine. But mine wrath did not go unnoted. The sky became darkened and the sun was covered over, but not by clouds, and a great storm arose across the land, which did not happen often in that time of cycle. Mine son cried out, I thirst, give me something to drink. And thereupon, one of them went, took a sponge from a pail, filled it with vinegar, put it on a pole, and gave it to him to drink. And then what did the kind ones in the crowd offer? Do not give him more to drink. Let us see for how long he can bear this. I would bear no more. And the thunder of mine voice rolled upon that place, and Jemanuel cried out again. But nobody understood him, for his speech seemed confused as he conversed with me. The whole of the land trembled, and the earth quaked. When mine son sets his foot again on that place, the earth will split in a chasm of such depth that will have no bottom, and the multitudes will be cast within, for it is the land of evil. For mine wrath is unbounded. Mine beloved's head fell forward, for I took his pain and consciousness unto myself, and that which man did that day shall be visited upon him in return in a day of nearness. For that which a man sends forth, returns unto him in increased measure. Be most careful of that which you sow, Jmanuel fell into a deep coma from which there appeared no breath for I breathed for him, nor was there motion of any sign from his physicalness. The cruel mockers thought him dead. A soldier took his lance and pierced his loins to see whether or not Jmanuel was dead. From the wound came blood mixed with water, as is the case in a person who is dead or half dead from blood stagnation in a hanging stance. Since the soldier was sure Jmanuel was dead, he informed the others thereof. They were all astonished, for it was most unusual that one crucified would die so quickly. However, it had been a most dreadful day, and the earth still shook and tremored, and the sun was still covered, and hail came from the sky where there were no clouds, and the sky was red with mine fury, for red is mine ray of vibration. God at and angry? O ones, you shall soon be in the finding out just how angry. You ones of ours are no different. The heavens weep and boil when you are troubled and injured. All is marked into the records upon which man will stand and judge of self. All. Man will pray for death, and it will not be granted unto him, for he will face his crimes against the laws of creation. Within the crowd were also women and others who watched from the distance, for they were followers of Jmanuel and had served him, and they had come unto Galilee to stand with him. Among them was Mary, the mother of Jmanuel, and Mary Magdalene, and others who cared greatly for this peaceful man of perfection. When the mass of people went away, they came to him, knelt before the cross and cried bitterly, for they too thought Jmanuel dead. However, among them was one man, Joseph of Arimathea, who was also a follower of Jmanuel. He watched Jmanuel closely and knew Jmanuel was only deeply comatose, for I spoke unto him. He told no one. He went quickly into the city and to Pilate, and asked for the body of Jmanuel, so that he could bury him. Pilate ordered that Jmanuel's body was to be turned over to Joseph, for he wanted the entire circumstance quieted. Many then came with Joseph, and they gently took Jmanuel off the cross, and Joseph wrapped the body into a pure flaxen shroud which he had prepared prior, and which would ultimately reflect the image of Jmanuel. Then Joseph, and those with him, carried the body of Jmanuel the long way to Jerusalem, and placed him outside of the city into his own tomb, which he had cut into a rock for his own burial place. He then had rolled a large rounded rock in front of the door of the tomb and went away, in order to obtain some medicine in order to nurse Jmanuel. But the entrance was put under guard by soldiers and Jmanuel's mother, Mary, lest anyone go in and steal the body. Joseph of Arimathea searched, and found, Jmanuel's friends from India and went back with them to the tomb. They went to Jmanuel through a second entrance, which was a secret passage, and nursed him for 3 days and 3 nights, so that he was soon somewhat recovered, that he would have strength restored. The tomb remained in guarded state for the priests, and the Pharisees had gone to Pilate, saying, Lord, we consider that this crazy man said when he was still alive, I shall return after 3 days and 3 nights and rise, for I shall only be in a languor. Therefore, please continue the guard for the full time, lest the last deception may not be worse than the first ones. Pilate was most willing to grant such a request, for the incident was most distressing to him, and he wanted it all behind him. The soldiers then went to the tomb and sealed the rock which had been placed in the opening. They knew not, however, of the second opening, so assistance could go and come from the secret entrance without being seen. On the third day, Jmanuel was strong enough to stand and walk. Easter was past, and the first day of the week had come, and 3 days and nights had also passed, after which Jmanuel had said that he would live again after his apparent death. And behold, a great thunder arose in the air, and a radiant light came down from the sky and landed, not far from the tomb, on the earth. I had come to claim mine son. I went to the tomb, and the soldiers moved aside, for they were terrified, but I raised my hand against them and struck them with lightning currents, one following another. They were stunned and fell to the ground and were unconscious for a long time. Then I went to the tomb, rolled the stone away from the door, and said to Blessed Mary, Mother of Jmanuel and Mary Magdalene, to not be afraid. I know that you are seeking and tending of Jmanuel who was crucified. But I told them he was not there, for he lived, and I showed unto them the place where he had lain. I waited upon mine son and counseled with him, for mine pain and anger were still most great. I told these beloved ones who stood watch that Jmanuel would walk before them to Galilee, and there they would see him. They were filled with confusion, for they thought him dead and were distressed at the empty tomb. I told them to look not for the living among the dead and to go forth to tell the disciples. I warned them to tell none other. They told no other, but the soldiers roused and were surprised at what had happened and left hurriedly to go into the city and spread the news of what happened. They came to the high priests and the elders of the council to have a secret meeting, so that they would know what to lie unto the people. The soldiers were given a large sum of money to keep them silent, and were told to tell the people that Jemmanuel's disciples had come at night and had taken his body. The soldiers took the money and did as requested. Mary and Mary Magdalene went away and did as I had told them, and again they were visited by an etheric being they considered to be me. Mary went to the guardian angel, who wore a brilliant white garment and was radiant in aspect, and reached forth to grasp his hand. But he stepped back and explained that he was different in kind than them, and his garment was a protection against the world atmosphere and contamination. He further told them that if they persisted and touched him, they would be consumed by fire, for he was energy form. They were gently told to go their way and do as instructed. As they went their way, they met Peter and another disciple and told them what had transpired. Peter and the other disciple rushed to the tomb and found another of the disciples already there. They looked within and saw the shrouds, neatly lying on the ground, and the first disciple was filled with fear and did not wish to go within the tomb. Peter came forth and went into the tomb and found everything like the disciple had seen. The shrouds were carefully folded and placed on the ground. Also there was the shroud which now bore the imprint of Jemmanuel's features and body. Also there were the salves and herbs along with some figures of clay which were quite strange in appearance, the men never having seen such before. Peter and the other two disciples left the tomb after tending the remnants in security and returned to the city to gather with the remaining disciples. Dharma, it is quite enough for you this day, Chela, for truth is difficult after thousands of years to change from fiction into fact. You ones who dare to scribe of truth are revered and cherished, and we will stand guard of you that you fear not. I place mine seal upon this truth that man may come to know. The records will be set to right that the history show accurately, for you are in thy beginning times. So be it, for as it is written in the heavens, so shall it come to pass upon thy place. All those things of the prophecies will be in the passing, and this is that you ones of light shall be in the safety of our wings of light. I sanction these words in truth, and I hereby place mine holy benediction. I am that I am. I am Gabriel of the hierarchy of the holy lighted angelic realms. Come forth that you know of mine son, Sananda, in the light of the one God of the creation. Chapter 16. Rec number 1 Iscariot Jemmanuel Sananda. Friday, August 11, 1989, 7 a.m. Year 2, Day 360. Please utilize the portion of Gabriel of 2 to 352. It is most suitable that this one speak of the crucifixion. Sananda Jemmanuel and Judas Iscariot present and awaiting your preparation. Please go to the other recorder that we might pen a letter to your paper regarding thy local judge, Jason Brent. So be it. Credit should be given in a public manner when credit is due. This one has given no more justice than did Jemmanuel receive at the hands of the courts. Only the property in dispute is of difference. Justice is justice, and it is just that he receive attention in this, a book that will go forth throughout the world. These are the reasons, precious ones, that thy world is in total corruption and decay. Rec number 1 Gabriel. Thursday, August 3, 1989, 7 a.m. Year 2, Day 352. Gabriel tells of the crucifixion. I come this day that I might notarize myself. I am Gabriel of the archangelic realms of light. I come in that it is easier to speak objectively as observer than as participant. I am the bearer of the seed of the Christos unto thy place of density. So I was in the beginning, so I shall be in the ending, Gabriel, who has shared with earth man since the beginning of earth man. Mine seed has grown and passed his final initiation in the places of the Most High, Aten, creator source and ruler of the human races. Aten, one with the creation, birthed of the creation. Mine light of lights came not unto you 2,000 years ago to bring peace unto a heinous land of evil. He, now blessed with his earned label of Sananda, came forth as Jemmanuel, to show of man the way through truth and wisdom, for thy place was dark and evil. The beauteous sun, Lucifer, had been cast forth from the realms of glory and order, unto the tiny planet of Earth that he might mend of his ways. It was ordained that the Lighted One would come forth in the proper time to begin to reclaim the souls in punishment with the fallen angel. It made it not easier to fulfill the initiation and mission upon thy place. Sununda has been many times since on thy surface to meet you ones in physical embodiment. To appear here and there that he might be remembered and you might be reminded of his presence. He has grown into his total inheritance and has accepted the responsibilities thereof. It is now come the time of evolvement wherein he shall come forth again to reclaim God's kingdom and return his peoples unto their rightful birthright in the realms of light. You, dear ones, Sununda is a son whom I cherish and revere above all others, for he has grown in perfection, and the creation reflects in purity that wondrous perfection. You ones of Earth must now revise thy thinking patterns. This beloved of beloved Christ Masters has undergone his final initiation, and with it comes a new title, Little Ones. You shall accept and know him as Sununda. He is the director of the new dispensation. You have passed from under the old law just as those of the ancient times of the law of Moses passed into the newness with the birthing of Asa Jesus Emmanuel. You have reached thy own fulfillment of the prophecies and closing of a cycle of experience of a planet and its peoples. These laws have been in the revealing for some years of thy counting, and few have accepted them. It is now time that they come forth in mass projection, that man can have access to intelligent choices about his soul placement. Ask of no man his opinion, it opens the door for the sinister forces. Keep your own counsel. Seek the light, and you shall find therein all which you have asked and that which you have sought. If you ask in the name of the Lighted Ones, you shall receive thy truth and confirmation. Mine son, Sununda, shall stand porter at the gate, that nothing enter into thy port, which is of darkness. He shall also stand porter at the gate of the universal dimensions, that all men be counted in justice as measured by their earth experiences. You ones of earth have forgotten thy source. You shall now be in thy remembering, and for some who tarry, it shall be most unpleasant. I most unquestionably suggest you not deny this liberator for this thy final opportunity to balance thine selves. So as it is written, it shall come to pass in thy time upon this place. I, Gabriel, place mine seal upon these words, and it is I who holds the time clock in mine hand. So be it, for I have spoken. You will pen now, Dharma, for I wish to tell you the truth about the crucifixion in brief detail. There will be a time when it is more fully brought unto you, for you ones do not yet understand the thought of God transference and manifestation, the illusion under which you all function. Let us speak of that which transpired and the scripting truth therein. There are some ones of thy human peoples who will be given credit for that which they did at that time, and this will be a format for so doing. After Asa's condemnation, he was most brutally treated. They, his adjudgers, bludgeoned and scourged his body until his life blood flowed upon the floors and ground. They placed upon his shoulders a heavy cross of wood, so that he would carry this great burden himself to the place of his death. The cross was heavy, and Jmanuel writhed and moaned under his burden. His blood mixed with his sweat and was an evil mass. You once flinch? You cannot be in the imagining of the scene nor of the gift he gave unto you that day, for he did not have to bear this burden, and thank him for his willingness, for the lords of heaven, including myself, desired to smite the human races into the void. My child, Jmanuel, collapsed under the heavy burden, for his strength left him. A stranger came along the path, named Simon of Cyrenia, and he was forced to help carry the cross. He bore it humbly and gladly, for it was all he could do. It took long to reach the place called Golgotha, for the path there was difficult because he was mocked and beaten, and stones were cast forth upon him. Those along the path forced wine mixed with gall taken from animals into his mouth and spat upon him. When he refused to drink of the potions, they beat him more and forced it into his mouth. Ah, it was a hateful lot that day, children of earth. It was the custom to bind a person onto the cross with strapping, but not so for this Lamb of God. They forced him down on the cross, stretching his limbs and beating him, and they nailed his hands and his feet onto the wood. They placed the nails also through his wrist tendons, whereby the nails would not pull away through the flesh. After they impaled him upon the cross and put the cross upright into the post hole prepared, letting it fall the depth of the hole that he might be jostled and jolted. They stripped him naked and shared his clothing among themselves and cast a lot for his robes of mockery. They laughed at his nakedness and spake vulgar jokes about his maleness. There was no degradation or debasement left unutilized that day. They sat and watched him lest someone would come and take down the cross. For you see, there is no way to get a man from a cross except to take it down and lay it out. It takes many men to lift a body and cross up from a hole and lay it down, so it is usually left to fall. Elsewise a scaffolding would be built upon which to stand. Two murderers were crucified with him, one to his right and one to his left. Those who were around him blasphemed him and mocked him and laughed at him. Great sense of humor, you ones of earth! They screamed and said, since you are the king of wisdom, help yourself. Since you are the son of a celestial son and have great strength, why do you not get off the cross? Likewise did the scribes from the temple and the Pharisees, the high priests and elders of the people mock him, and they said, you helped others, but you cannot help yourself. Since you are a king of wisdom, get down from the cross and help yourself. And if you do that, we will believe in your teachings. Does this sound a bit familiar to you ones? If you will but prove unto us, then we will believe. Further, they chided. He trusted in his wisdom in being the son of the angel, Gabriel. Thus, may his wisdom, or the angel, Gabriel, save him if he wants to. But I was constrained to hold mine wrath, for it was to be Sananda's path. Not mine. But mine wrath did not go unnoted. The sky became darkened and the sun was covered over but not by clouds, and a great storm arose across the land, which did not happen often in that time of cycle. Mine son cried out, I thirst, give me something to drink. And thereupon, one of them went, took a sponge from a pail, filled it with vinegar, put it on a pole, and gave it to him to drink. And then what did the kind ones in the crowd offer? Do not give him more to drink. Let us see for how long he can bear this. I would bear no more. And the thunder of mine voice rolled upon that place, and Jmanuel cried out again. But nobody understood him, for his speech seemed confused as he conversed with me. The whole of the land trembled, and the earth quaked. When mine son sets his foot again on that place, the earth will split in a chasm of such depth that will have no bottom, and the multitudes will be cast within, for it is the land of evil. For mine wrath is unbounded. Mine beloved's head fell forward, for I took his pain and consciousness unto myself, and that which man did that day shall be visited upon him in return in a day of nearness. For that which a man sends forth, returns unto him in increased measure. Be most careful of that which you sow. Jmanuel fell into a deep coma from which there appeared no breath, for I breathed for him, nor was there motion of any sign from his physicalness. The cruel mockers thought him dead. A soldier took his lance and pierced his loins to see whether or not Jmanuel was dead. From the wound came blood mixed with water, as is the case in a person who is dead or half dead from blood stagnation in a hanging stance. Since the soldier was sure Jmanuel was dead, he informed the others thereof. They were all astonished, for it was most unusual that one crucified would die so quickly. However, it had been a most dreadful day, and the earth still shook and tremored, and the sun was still covered, and hail came from the sky where there were no clouds, and the sky was red with mine fury, for red is mine ray of vibration. God at and angry? O ones, you shall soon be in the finding out just how angry. You ones of ours are no different. The heavens weep and boil when you are troubled and injured. All is marked into the records upon which man will stand and judge of self. All. Man will pray for death, and it will not be granted unto him, for he will face his crimes against the laws of creation. Within the crowd were also women and others who watched from the distance, for they were followers of Jmanuel and had served him, and they had come unto Galilee to stand with him. Among them was Mary, the mother of Jmanuel, and Mary Magdalene, and others who cared greatly for this peaceful man of perfection. When the mass of people went away, they came to him, knelt before the cross and cried bitterly, for they too thought Jmanuel dead. However, among them was one man, Joseph of Arimathea, who was also a follower of Jmanuel. He watched Jmanuel closely and knew Jmanuel was only deeply comatose, for I spoke unto him. He told no one. He went quickly into the city and to Pilate, and asked for the body of Jmanuel so that he could bury him. Pilote ordered that Jmanuel's body was to be turned over to Joseph, for he wanted the entire circumstance quieted. Many then came with Joseph, and they gently took Jmanuel off the cross, and Joseph wrapped the body into a pure flaxen shroud which he had prepared prior, and which would ultimately reflect the image of Jmanuel. Then Joseph, and those with him, carried the body of Jmanuel the long way to Jerusalem, and placed him outside of the city into his own tomb, which he had cut into a rock for his own burial place. He then had rolled a large rounded rock in front of the door of the tomb and went away, in order to obtain some medicine in order to nurse Jmanuel. But the entrance was put under guard by soldiers and Jmanuel's mother, Mary, lest anyone go in and steal the body. Joseph of Arimathea searched, and found, Jmanuel's friends from India and went back with them to the tomb. They went to Jmanuel through a second entrance, which was a secret passage, and nursed him for 3 days and 3 nights, so that he was soon somewhat recovered that he would have strength restored. The tomb remained in guarded state for the priests, and the Pharisees had gone to Pilate saying, Lord, we consider that this crazy man said when he was still alive, I shall return after 3 days and 3 nights and rise, for I shall only be in a languor. Therefore, please continue the guard for the full time, lest the last deception may not be worse than the first ones. Pilate was most willing to grant such a request, for the incident was most distressing to him, and he wanted it all behind him. The soldiers then went to the tomb and sealed the rock which had been placed in the opening. They knew not, however, of the second opening, so assistance could go and come from the secret entrance without being seen. On the third day, Jmanuel was strong enough to stand and walk. Easter was past, and the first day of the week had come, and 3 days and nights had also passed, after which Jmanuel had said that he would live again after his apparent death. And behold, a great thunder arose in the air, and a radiant light came down from the sky and landed, not far from the tomb, on the earth. I had come to claim mine son. I went to the tomb, and the soldiers moved aside, for they were terrified, but I raised my hand against them and struck them with lightning currents, one following another. They were stunned and fell to the ground and were unconscious for a long time. Then I went to the tomb, rolled the stone away from the door, and said to Blessed Mary, Mother of Jmanuel and Mary Magdalene, to not be afraid. I know that you are seeking and tending of Jmanuel who was crucified. But I told them he was not there, for he lived, and I showed unto them the place where he had lain. I waited upon mine son and counseled with him, for mine pain and anger were still most great. I told these beloved ones who stood watch that Jmanuel would walk before them to Galilee, and there they would see him. They were filled with confusion, for they thought him dead and were distressed at the empty tomb. I told them to look not for the living among the dead, and to go forth to tell the disciples. I warned them to tell none other. They told no other, but the soldiers roused and were surprised at what had happened, and left hurriedly to go into the city and spread the news of what happened. They came to the high priests and the elders of the council to have a secret meeting, so that they would know what to lie unto the people. The soldiers were given a large sum of money to keep them silent, and were told to tell the people that Jmanuel's disciples had come at night and had taken his body. The soldiers took the money and did as requested. Mary and Mary Magdalene went away and did as I had told them, and again they were visited by an etheric being they considered to be me. Mary went to the guardian angel, who wore a brilliant white garment and was radiant in aspect, and reached forth to grasp his hand. But he stepped back and explained that he was different in kind than them, and his garment was a protection against the world atmosphere and contamination. He further told them that if they persisted and touched him, they would be consumed by fire, for he was energy form. They were gently told to go their way and do as instructed. As they went their way, they met Peter and another disciple and told them what had transpired. Peter and the other disciple rushed to the tomb and found another of the disciples already there. They looked within and saw the shrouds, neatly lying on the ground, and the first disciple was filled with fear and did not wish to go within the tomb. Peter came forth and went into the tomb and found everything like the disciple had seen. The shrouds were carefully folded and placed on the ground. Also there was the shroud which now bore the imprint of Jmanuel's features and body. Also there were the salves and herbs, along with some figures of clay which were quite strange in appearance, the men never having seen such before. Peter and the other two disciples left the tomb after tending the remnants in security and returned to the city to gather with the remaining disciples. "Dharma, it is quite enough for you this day, Chela, for truth is difficult after thousands of years to change from fiction into fact. You ones who dare to scribe of truth are revered and cherished, and we will stand guard of you that you fear not. I place mine seal upon this truth that man may come to know. The records will be set to write that the history show accurately for you are in thy beginning times. So be it, for as it is written in the heavens, so shall it come to pass upon thy place. All those things of the prophecies will be in the passing, and this is that you ones of light shall be in the safety of our wings of light. I sanction these words in truth, and I hereby place mine holy benediction. I am that I am. I am Gabriel of the hierarchy of the holy lighted angelic realms. Come forth that you know of mine son, Sananda, in the light of the one God of the creation.